Everybody's doing all right this morning?
Hey,
Oh,
still
yes.
here.
Oh, fine, fine.
Never end overflow.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir.
We came to lift up the name of Jesus. Give God some praise.
Yes, sir.
He's been so good to us all week long.
Amen.
Glory be to God to see another Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
Each and every one of us, you know.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We're not here by chance.
Tell it.
This is preordained.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we be here on today.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I thank you. Praise. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand before thy gates, O Jerusalem. We're going to start this morning with an opening song.
So good, so good, so good. Ain't God good? So good, so good. He has been so good to me. He's been my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. No, I won't take it back. No, I won't take it back. He's been my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. So good, so good, so good, so good. Ain't God good? So good, so good, so good. He has been so good to me. He put food on my table and I walked. Won't take it back. No, I won't take it back. No, I won't take it back. He put food on my table and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. Oh, yes, he has been so good to me. Right now, he has been so good to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He is good.
Amen.
Thank you for this day, God. Thank you, God, for blessing us to be here. We thank you, God, for this service, God, that we are entering in, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We invite you to come in.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way. We thank you, God.
To have your way.
Yes, Lord.
What to do. Even though we're not together in one city, but in each home, have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Do what you want to do as long as you want to. In Jesus' name. Anoint us afresh. Anoint our pastor afresh.
Bless him, Lord.
Give him a word this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Empower him, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hold and come forth.
Yes, sir. My God, my God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We will now have our affirmation of faith. What we believe.
We believe that God is
Father Almighty.
That He is maker. He's the maker.
Heaven and earth.
As the scripture has said. We believe in Jesus. That He is the Christ. And the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father. To prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised. to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers.
Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you. We will have now, someone could give us another song.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to.
My Lord,
I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down, burden down, Lord,
yes,
burden down, Lord. Since I lay my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory,
yes.
Hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I feel better,
yes, Lord.
So much better,
mm-hmm.
Since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I lay my burden down.
Amen.
Glory to God, since I laid my burden down, I know I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So much better. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We will have now our prayer. No, our scripture. I'm so sorry. Our scripture this morning. Mother Stella.
Okay.
Mother Stella will give us our scripture this morning. And we'll ask we're going to ask anyone that's led this morning to give us our prayer. Amen.
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 Our scripture will be coming from St. John, 15th chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye accept, ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Here is my Father glorified, that we bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Thank God for 1 through the 10th verse. I thank y'all.
Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, it is once again that you have allowed us to assemble. And Lord, for that, we just said thank you. Thank you, Lord, for last night's sleep, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rise and see another day, Lord.
Thank you.
And Lord, let us be glad in this day. Our job is to rejoice and just be glad that we are in today and take whatever comes in today. And Lord, we're just thanking you for that scripture. But that you are the true vine. Help us, Lord, to stay connected to the word, Lord, and connected to one another. Yes. Help us, Lord, that we don't go astray, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Cleanse us, Lord, as only you can.
Yes.
Help us.
Help us, Lord.
On this Christian journey.
Yes.
That we'll be about your business. No backbiting, no bickering, no complaining, no telling, no, just help us, Lord.
Yes. Help us, Lord.
To do your will.
Yes.
Not thy will.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
Help
Lord, bless this service in a special way. Bless Pastor Burnett, Lord, as he bring the word. Give him a word, Lord, that we heal, deliver, and make free.
Yes, God.
And bless us, Lord, this waiting congregation.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us an open heart and a listening ear, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just to receive your word, Lord. And then once we receive your word, be doers of the word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we're just thanking you. For just being God.
Yes,
Lord. True and living God.
Yes,
not a dead God, but a living God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, who died that we may have life. And not just have life, but have it more abundantly. And, Lord, thank you for that precious Holy Spirit that leads and guides us, Lord. Lord, we don't always listen, but help us, Lord.
Yes, God.
We're just saying thank you
for the
opportunity to give your name the praise. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank
you.
You've been so good. You've been so good, Lord. You've been so good. I just want to thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
God be the glory.
Thank Mother Stella this morning for our scripture. And thank Deacon Wayne for that heartfelt prayer this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We have come now to a very important part of our service, the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been waiting and expecting to hear what the Lord has to say through our pastor on this.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I know he's ready. And he loves to preach. We know that.
Amen.
He will preach. We know that.
Amen.
Amen.
So without further ado, this morning, well, my song has been laying on my spirit, so I'm gonna do it. I got a right, you know. I got a right to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord be to God. The Lord has blessed me and he's kept me. I got a right to praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Has blessed me.
Yes.
And he's kept me. I got a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me. And he's kept me. I got a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me and he's kept me. Yeah. I got a right to praise the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out now. Hallelujah. Yeah. I thank God for saving me. The Lord has blessed me. And he kept me. Ooh. I got a right to praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Has blessed me.
Yes,
Lord. It has.
And he's kept me.
Yes.
I got a right to praise the Lord. Amen. In my healer, yes, and my deliverer, I got a right to praise the Lord. In my healer, and my deliverer, yes, I got a right to praise the Lord. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Yeah, sure.
My soul cries out. Yes. Hallelujah, yeah. I thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord has blessed me. And he's kept me. Yes, I got a right to praise the Lord. Lord has kept me and he blessed me.
Yes, Lord.
I had a right to praise the Lord. Amen.
Hey. Amen.
I had a right.
Amen.
He gave me the right.
Amen.
His name is my praise.
Amen.
I praise his name and lift him up so I have a right. Woo!
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
And everybody ought to use that right.
Amen. Amen.
No need to have it if you don't use it.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And the praise of the Lord is worthy of him.
Yes.
And he deserves all the praise we can give him.
Yes, hallelujah.
And more.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. We can never do what we need to do to give him the just praise that's due his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Glory and honor and praise to God for another day.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He has brought us and kept us.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God. On this 26th day.
Yes.
Of the second month of the year 2023.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
They're keeping us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
So rejoice and be glad that we are part of his day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord is good. The Lord
yes,
is
he is.
The Lord. Yeah,
amen.
The love, Lord is loving. He is our Lord and our Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
He has been good, good, good.
Amen.
All of us.
Uh-huh.
Been better to us than we've been to ourselves.
Amen.
Because we don't know what we want. We don't know what we need.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Constantly digging.
That's right.
Amen. Trying to find that peace, but you can't find nowhere but in.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So we glorify God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To all the preachers in our hearing, to all the officers of the Church of God in our hearing, to all of God's children, every lay person, praise God. Hallelujah. We praise God for all of you because everybody's special, everybody's important.
Amen.
Everybody's somebody.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different than you believe it.
Amen. Amen. Person.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you are somebody.
Yes. Amen.
And nobody doesn't exist.
Tell it, Pastor.
Never have exist.
Amen.
All right, so don't act like you thrown away and the people think you're nobody. You know that you hear that make you somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we glorify God for all he continued to do for us.
Amen.
To keep us and bring us to his place that he wants to prepare for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're still in the book of Romans.
Amen.
And we're going back to the 7th chapter. And we're going to read verses 24 and 5.
Amen.
I think I can move it to the 21st verse and read down to 25.
21.
Amen.
21 through 25. Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, and this is the last.
That's over here, huh?
Five verses of the chapter.
Yeah, we gotta find the verse.
Romans 7. Got it.
Amen.
7. This is 12.
21 chapter.
Chapter 7. Verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Yes, Lord.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. but I see another law in my members,
mm-hmm.
warning against the law of my mind.
All right.
And bringing mm-hmm. me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wretched man that I am, mm-hmm. who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Mm-hmm.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right.
Amen.
And I want to talk to you briefly from the subject, who shall deliver me?
Amen.
For me.
Who shall deliver me? We have gotten ourselves in a bad fit.
Amen.
Oh, why not?
We disobeyed.
Mm-hmm.
And the disobedience brought us trouble. Okay.
Yes.
Most of the time when we don't do what we're not supposed to do, we get caught up in it.
Amen.
And the results of it is not good.
I can tell it, Pastor.
Okay. And sometimes we can talk our way out.
My Lord.
Amen.
And sometimes we can't.
Amen.
Sometimes when we do things, it escalates into things bad.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even we see now, even with the police force.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who was supposed to be upholding the law.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Find themselves breaking the law themselves.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
So this is the perilous times,
mm-hmm.
and bad things are going on.
Amen.
We are approaching the end time.
Amen.
And we've been saying that for a long while.
Yes.
But we got to remember, our time scale is not God's time scale.
That's right.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
He is infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we are finite.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
There's no ending in him.
My Lord.
But there are ending in us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So our time are short.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
But God's time is eternity.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
A day with us, a day with him, can be like 1,000 years.
Uh-huh.
And it won't be but one day.
That's true.
Amen.
As far as he's concerned.
Uh-huh.
Because he is a God that changed not.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the same thing today as it was in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
He's the same today as it was.
Yes.
Halfway through the time that's been about.
Amen.
He's the same God right now as it was at the beginning of time.
Amen.
And he'll be the same forevermore.
Amen.
So end time for him, short time for him. We ain't been no time hauling before.
Amen.
So when God gets ready, that time will soon come to pass.
Yes,
it yes, he will, my Lord.
Because he cannot, shall not, and will not lie.
Amen, my Lord.
Because when he says it, it is already
mm-hmm.
done.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when he speak, it happens.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
Okay, all he do is speak the word, and it happens.
Amen.
Yes,
it may be a long time for us concerned coming mm-hmm. to pass,
mm-hmm.
but it will come to pass.
Amen.
Yes, my Lord. Yes, it will.
All right. And as we all keep on telling you about Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and we tell you that because it's important that you remember that when God tells you something, he brings it to pass.
Amen.
Whether you are there to see it or not.
Amen.
Teach your passion.
It will come to pass in your offsprings and your descendants.
Yes.
And your offsprings in this case doesn't have to be your blood children.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking about offsprings of your spiritual life.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's how we've got to be sons and daughters of Abraham.
Yeah.
Okay, it's through the spiritual part.
Uh-huh. Yes, my Lord.
Okay, that lives for eternity.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so God made Abraham that promise.
Uh-huh.
Said, when it spoke, when Abraham yet didn't have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He said, I have made you. Meaning that he is already done.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
A father Amen. Of many nations.
Yes.
And there he was barren.
Yes.
Okay, but God said, I've made you a father of many nations.
Yes.
Amen.
And that promise to Abraham is still going on yet today.
My Lord.
So we became seeds of Abraham
yes.
through the spiritual body of
mm-hmm.
Christ and God delivers us.
Amen.
So we had gotten into trouble.
Amen.
Because we sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And sin is the transgressions of the law.
Uh-huh.
And we transgress the law when we don't believe the law.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. We don't believe the law because we're trying to make it fit us.
Amen. Uh-huh.
We'll take what the words say.
My Lord.
And we'll milk it down. Or water it down.
Amen. Yeah,
my Lord.
And make exceptions in the word.
Amen.
Yes.
I know what God said in his word, but this is something different.
Amen.
Uh-huh. How is it different?
Glory to
God. It said it. Okay. And when it said it fits the occasion.
Uh-huh.
And all other occasions like it that follows. Okay. God gives us his word and tell you not to do
yes.
anything mm-hmm. that will break that word.
Yes.
But what we ought to do is to do everything to obey that word.
Amen.
And so we find here God has given a law.
Mm-hmm.
At first there wasn't no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there was mm-hmm. no law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then God gave him a law saying that of the fruit trees of the garden,
mm-hmm.
you can eat of all of them except one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tree of knowledge.
Yes.
Good and evil.
Yes, yes.
And the day that you do eat it,
yes,
you shall surely die.
Die.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the devil then comes in and deceives mm-hmm. man.
Amen.
By telling them that God did say a certain thing, but God lied about something else.
Yes.
This Ooh. Then put doubt
mm-hmm.
in the mind of Adam and Eve.
Yes.
We have God's word.
Uh-huh.
And when we say, I know the word says this, but.
But.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's some doubt.
Yes.
And what God is capable of doing.
Amen. Yes.
All right. And when we doubt God's word, then we don't have the faith.
Amen.
That's so true.
Our faith holds on to what the word says.
Yes,
no matter
yes.
what the condition might look like.
Yes.
No matter what condition might feel like.
Amen.
No matter what it might sound like. Okay. God will bring it to pass.
Amen.
Because he said yes, he would.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Romans 7 tells us that need to know that God's word is not the law, is the law.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And like the one that, like a woman being married to a man.
Mm-hmm.
And it says as long as this woman married to the man, they are bound to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The man have the dominion and the law from that man have the dominion over the woman.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they both shall live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when and then she marries somebody, while that husband is still living, she will be called an adulteress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. But if he should die,
mm-hmm.
that law no longer holds them together.
My Lord.
Because it said, as long as both shall live.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
If one of them dead, then both is not living.
Amen.
And that law is going to another effect.
Mm-hmm.
So that law will be removed from her, and then she can marry again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And not be called an adulteress.
Yeah.
Because that law to the first husband does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. Now, this is what happened when man sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it, Pastor.
He brought death and destruction into his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The law was there to hold us.
Mm-hmm.
And the law was there to remind us. Okay. The law was there to have them to judge us,
yes,
when we mess up.
Amen. Yes.
Okay, because if there was no law,
uh-huh,
there's yes. nothing to condemn us for.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's no law, you can't break it.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's
you
right.
can't break nothing.
Amen.
Because nothing doesn't exist. Yes.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here we are, and symbolic now to that. It says that while the husband liveth, the woman is married to another man,
mm-hmm.
shall be called an adulteress.
Yes.
They didn't say she would be committing adultery all that time.
Mm-hmm.
They say she can be called.
Easy person.
Okay. Now, but her husband, if he be dead, she is free from amen. The law.
Mm-hmm.
So that she is no adulteress. Okay? Once you get free from the law, then you're no longer that thing that you've been condemning the person by.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? So, we are all sinners.
My Lord. Tell
it, Pastor.
But we are sinners saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that means that we're not no longer sinners, but we are the children of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the law has been removed.
Tell it, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
The deed of that law has been satisfied.
Teach it, uh-huh. Pastor. Teach it.
Okay. The scripture say that. For the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
Serving the law, you mean you're working for it.
Amen.
You're working to die.
My Lord.
He has a harsh penalty for working for him.
Mm-hmm.
Sin does.
Amen.
And the payment paid for your labor of sin is there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But God doesn't pay you for working for him. God gives you a gift.
Daily person.
Okay, that you don't have to work for.
Amen.
Amen.
He just gives you a gift of life.
Amen.
Okay. That is for just believing him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And living according to his word. So Paul says here in Romans 7, he said, wherefore, my brethren, ye are all so are become dead to the law by the holy, by the body
of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Of Christ. That you should be married to another, even to him who is raised you from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that raised him from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? So we've been delivered so that we can bring fruit towards God.
Yes, Lord.
What our fruit? Our fruit's coming back from us going about witnessing.
Uh-huh.
To the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
About his deliverance, about his victory, about his joy, about his peace, his understanding, about mm-hmm. his love and care for one another.
Mm-hmm.
About what he done for us, paying this price for sin, which mm-hmm. is death. He died on the cross.
Yes, he did.
For our sin.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. But when we were in the flesh,
uh-huh.
the motions of sin, which were by the law,
mm-hmm.
did work in our members
mm-hmm.
to bring forth fruit unto them. Okay. But now we are delivered from the law.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Somebody find it.
What?
Romans chapter 10.
Okay.
Verses 9 and 10.
Okay. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
if you would admit with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
Yes.
You got to say that I believe that he is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was dead, but God raised him from the dead.
All right.
Okay. If you would do that, keep on.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Okay.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
You're going to, mm-hmm. with your heart, you're going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
With your mouth, you're going to confess it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say what you believe.
Yeah. Amen.
That you believe that God raised him from the dead.
All right.
You believe that he is Lord.
Yes, yes.
Okay, in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to speak it out.
Amen.
Right,
into existence. Okay.
Mm.
Next one.
For the scripture saith, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed.
Anybody that believe on God,
Jesus
Christ, you shouldn't be ashamed of him.
Uh-huh.
You ought to be proudly bring him into your conversation.
Amen.
Okay. And let our conversation be yay, yay, and nay, nay.
Nay,
nay. Right?
We ought to be proud.
Amen.
To be a witness
about
Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Stop talking so much about the worldly things.
Amen.
And talk about the heavenly things.
Yes.
We've got to set our mind on heavenly things.
All yes, right, sir. Now.
Hello.
Okay. And this will free us up of a whole lot of other bad things we wind up in.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
And causing ourselves to feel like we've been thrown away. If you keep your mind on Jesus, you always have something to be joyful for.
Amen.
Okay. You believe that in your heart and confess with your mouth. Okay, what's the next one?
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Anybody that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe those things were just then, and call on Jesus for as your Lord, accepting what he's done for you as the atonement for your sin, and as the pay for your sin,
hello,
you shall be saved. Okay, so you got to confess it. You got to believe it. Believe it, confess it, and it is yours. You got to confess that you are a sinner.
Amen.
But thank God that he is removing you, the law from you, and now giving you grace as your cover. Okay. You will be saved.
Amen.
If you do those things, confess it and believe in your heart. Because God, we read last time we were on that here that about the First John, remember? If we confess,
amen,
our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we just told you, you're going to confess it. Okay. And we confess it, God forgives.
Amen.
And when you forgive, that means that you are saved. Okay. All right. Now, so let us move on. So for when we were in the flesh, the notion of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members and bring us to the fruit of death, unto death. But now we are delivered from the law.
Amen.
Okay. Tell somebody I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
I heard one.
Everybody else on mute, Pastor.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Okay, we are delivered from the law.
Amen.
And we told you before, where there is no law,
there is no sin.
There is no sin.
Teach it, Pastor.
If you've been delivered from the law, then you can't sin. All right. So you don't have to be feeling guilty that and feel like you're not worthy to praise him.
Teach it, Pastor.
Okay. He cleansed you up. He forgave your sins, and they say he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He washes away the sin and the guilt and stain. He washes it all away. Okay. And make you worthy to call on his name. Okay. I know you're not but unprofitable servant, but he'll make you worthy. Okay.
Amen.
He deliver you from the law, that being dead there where we're in, we were hell, that we should serve the newness of the spirit.
Amen.
And not the oldness of the law, letter, which is the law. So we're no longer living by the law.
Amen.
We're living by the Spirit of God by grace. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? No, God forbids that. Okay? The law is not sin. I had not known sin but by the law. For I had known and not known lust, except the law has said, thou shalt not covet. Okay? All right. So, if there's no law, there's no sin. But when there is a law, there, sin is there to bring it out of you.
Amen.
And to let you know that you are a sinner.
Teach it, Pastor.
And that you need to come under the covenant of the Lord. Okay, you need to confess your sin. Okay, believe in your heart that the Lord has raised Jesus. He's Lord, and Lord has raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. Confess your sin to him, asking for forgiveness. And he will grant it unto you, because he's already died and paid for it anyway.
Amen.
Okay. So, but sin, taking occasion to by commandment, worked in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law,
sin was dead.
Sin is dead. So when the law is gone, there's no sin. Okay. And we've been what?
Delivered.
We've been delivered.
Amen.
We've been delivered from the law. Okay. So you can feel like praising him all the time. Yes. You can witness all the time, because you've been delivered.
Amen.
You were a sinner. Mm-hmm. But now you're saved by grace.
Amen.
Okay, so we are just saved by grace. I was a sinner, but I'm saved by grace.
Amen.
Okay. And the commandment which was ordained to life,
I found
to be unto death.
He did.
Okay. He gave commandment so that we could live, but by not obeying it, it wound up being our death warrant.
Teach it, Pastor.
Okay, it sends you death for eternity and the life to come. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment,
deceived me.
Deceived me.
And by it slew
me. Mm-hmm. This is what I said to you earlier. The devil deceived Eve in the garden.
Amen.
Okay. And by it, she accepted what he said, it slew her.
Uh-huh. Teach it, Pastor.
Okay, and it will you too. All right. So the devil will take his charge on you all the time, trying to deceive you. And the only way he can deceive you is to make you doubt the word of God.
Amen.
Okay. We need to sing that song more than about to be used to saying. You can't make me doubt it.
Amen.
Don't talk about it.
Ooh, Jesus.
We stop saying it and we stop believing it.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Okay. Well, but the law is holy.
Yes.
The law is holy. And the commandment holy. And just and it's good. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with the law.
Tell it, Pastor.
It doesn't wrong that if we do it, interpret it wrong.
Yes.
And keep on doing what we ought not be doing. Mm-hmm. But the law is holy. The law is good.
Amen.
Okay. Because it was given by God. And everything God gave us was good and forever good. Was then that which is good made death unto me?
God forbid.
God forbid. Okay. But sin that it might appear sin. Work it death in me by the that which is good, that sin by my commandment might become exceedingly sinful.
Teach it.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. But that what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Now, let's think about that.
Teach it, Pastor.
Paul is telling us here, I want to do the right thing.
Tell it. Amen.
But I find myself doing the wrong thing.
Amen.
I don't want to do the wrong thing.
Amen.
But that I wind up doing.
Tell it.
And it's all because of flesh.
Amen.
Sin that is in us. Yeah. All right. Said, I know that the law is spiritual.
Amen.
But I am cardinal. Okay, the law is spiritual. I am carnal.
Yes.
And I'm sold under sin. It doesn't look like I can make it.
Tell it, Pastor.
It just don't look like because I try to do the right thing, I wind up doing the wrong thing.
Amen. All right.
And I try to do the right, not to do the wrong thing, I wind up doing it. Okay. Yeah.
Amen.
If then I do that which I would not, I consent that the law is that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it. That's why we can say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
Because it is no longer the person that's doing it, but the devil.
Tell it.
Through them.
Amen.
Okay. Now then I do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. It's the sin that's in me that's doing it.
Amen. Yeah. Teach it, Pastor.
But I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwell it,
no good thing. Teach it, Pastor.
For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find it not. I want to do the right thing.
Tell it, Pastor.
The will is there, but I just don't know how to do the right thing.
My Lord Jesus.
Because I'm caught up in what's in my mind and what's in my heart.
Tell it, Pastor.
And I want to do the right thing all the time, but sometimes I just don't do the right thing.
Tell it, amen.
My effort was good.
Yes.
My intention was good.
Tell it.
But my results was wrong.
Amen.
You ever been up to somebody trying to say something good to them and they took it another way?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And shot you right on down?
Yes.
Made you feel like a little old peon?
Yes.
And shut you up on things that you want to say?
Amen.
Ben.
Yes.
Okay. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, they ain't never good.
Amen. Ain't nothing good.
Take your right hand and tap that.
Amen. That ain't nothing good in there. Hand Amen.
And say, you're no good self.
Well, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
All right. Ain't never good in the flesh. And try to do good, but can't do good if ain't nothing good in it.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Good out of bad.
Okay,
you can't get a peach tree to produce oranges.
Amen.
Okay. Ain't nothing good in your flesh.
Amen.
That's so true.
Okay, well, to will present with me, but how to perform it?
Mm-hmm.
That which is good, I don't know how.
Amen.
I can't find how to do it.
Well,
every time I try to do it, I mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it, person.
For the good that I would, I do not.
Amen.
Yes.
But the evil which I would not do,
I do.
That I wind up doing.
Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm. Help us,
Lord. And then we'll sit up and judge them.
All right, now.
Uh-huh. Not realizing they meant good.
Mm-hmm.
Teach it, person.
But we it come out good.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm going to do is dwell on the bad part.
Amen.
Uh-huh. No, you want to bet on the good part.
Amen.
Oh my God.
And see yourself in them.
Tell the person.
Okay, he said, and I got to get out of here. So he said, and I find then a law.
Uh-huh.
That when I would do good,
uh-huh.
What happens?
He was present with me.
He was always there.
Amen.
I don't care how good you are, he was there.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. He's present with me.
Yes.
No, they say he's present with you. They say he was in you.
Yeah.
But he's present with you. He's standing by your side whispering in your ear.
Amen. Yes. Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
And you hearing what it's saying, and when you do try to do the right thing while doing the bad thing, because evil deceived you.
Amen.
For I delight in the law of God,
mm-hmm.
after the inward man. But I see another law in my members.
Teach it, Pastor.
Warning against the law of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing me into captivity
to the law
of sin, which is in my members.
Yes.
Oh, wretched man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're no good man.
Amen.
What that I am?
That I am.
Who shall deliver me from this body? Who am I going to get out of this? I'm going to try to do the right thing and while I'm doing the wrong thing, how am I going to get out?
Amen.
I don't have to do the wrong thing and while I'm doing it. Yeah. Anyway, how am I going to get an old wretched man who shall deliver me from this death? Right?
Thank God.
I try to live the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out I'm still doing that I ought not be doing.
Tell it, person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been holy for 50 years and I'm still doing some things I ought not be doing.
Oh, yeah, Lord, Pastor,
I'm going to deliver.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to deliver. Thank God he gave an answer.
Amen.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
He's my answer.
Yes, he is.
Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
He will deliver me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
He's already gave me the victory.
Yes,
Lord. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. He's already paid the penalty for sin for me. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
I've been delivered.
My Lord. My Lord.
I've been delivered.
Amen. I've been delivered.
I don't know about you, but I've been delivered.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I've been faith free.
Amen.
I know I didn't die in my eyes, part of the team, but thank God for Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You. Yes,
get
yes.
it for me.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So you can live good, you can think good of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't go out there trying to do things they ought not be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wind up doing it anyway.
Tell it, Pastor.
Some delivery could add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it because of sin.
My Lord.
Yeah, my dear. Yeah,
God has delivered him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Serve the law of God.
Yes, sir.
But with the flesh,
rich.
The law of sin.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Teach it, Pastor.
The flesh is always at war with the spirit.
Preach, Pastor. Preach.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Good teaching, Pastor. Good teaching.
Good preaching.
My Lord, my God. Good word.
Yes. Good. Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Who shall deliver me? Jesus Who Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been delivered. Amen.
Glory be to God. Who shall deliver me?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you again for breaking down the word, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Give a better understanding.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't matter how holy you're going to get, you're going to wind up doing something wrong.
Tell it, Pastor. Right, amen.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Already paid.
Yes, sir.
Bought by liberty.
Amen.
Amen.
That's like you say, I had to spank this old hand sometime, tell you ain't nothing good in you.
All right.
You ain't no good. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Even your best intention sometimes.
Tell it, Pastor.
Wind up being your worst.
Amen.
Amen.
And why we can't point no fingers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I heard that word was good.
Amen. It sure was.
Yes, it was.
I really enjoyed it. Amen.
Yes. God be the glory.
Thank God for using you this morning.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God. Amen.
See, you can tell when the devil busy. Pastor having problems always trying to get online.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
But the devil's a liar. He couldn't keep him off.
Amen.
We might not be able to see him, but we sure can hear him.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes.
God is good.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
But I'm going to have to run out on y'all today.
All right. Have a blessed one.
I love y'all.
I love you too.
Love you, Pastor.
Love you.
Take care, y'all.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you again, Pastor, for that powerful word.
Amen.
Yes.
Good reminder. Ain't nothing good in this flesh.
Nothing. Amen.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
But we want to hold on. We want to please it, Pastor.
Yes. Our intentions are good. Yes.
Amen. It won't go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. We'll dress it up, Pastor. We'll dress it up.
We'll dress it up and make it look nice. Preparing it to go to heaven, but it can't go.
Amen.
Flesh and blood can't go.
Flesh and blood cannot go.
All of
the spirit. Go
ahead. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
I will.
There he goes.
Hey,
finally got him. Yeah,
amen. He ain't jumping.
I'm jumping already.
Amen.
Let us just get a benediction.
Okay.
May the grace of God speak, communion, the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and by us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.